This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Friday, the 24th of June, 2022, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. It's Friday. That means it's Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III. And we are just waiting for Mr. Sawyer to join us in the studio. He is downstairs, and I know he is raring to go. Plus, we got a lot of NBA news to recap today. Last week, I got overwhelmed with the Special Olympics Bahamas team and Vashni Metro Thompson and Des Ron is the King Forbes, who has never lost a 400-meter race yet in his career. They're just spectacular. Anyway, Mr. Sawyer is coming to join me. I think we are expecting another guest. Hopefully, we're going to have another guest. When we see them, we see them. If we don't see them, we'll see them on the weekend. But let me try squeeze in some local sports news before Mr. Sawyer gets into the studio. So first off, let's congratulate Shawnee Miller-Weibo and Stevie Gardner on their wins on the 400 meters at the Paris Diamond League last weekend. Miller-Weibo crossed the line in a time of 50.10 seconds. And let's congratulate Mr. Eric Sawyer III for getting into this studio in under 5 seconds. Good morning, Mr. Sawyer.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. Thank you. Excellent. Now, listen, Mr. Sawyer, I know today is an NBA day. We talk in NBA. Most of all, see, we didn't get to have this conversation
last week.
You're right. And half of it is because we can't row if we both on the same team, right? On the same side.
Oh, so now you're on the same team?
I'm still trying to figure out who thought the Celtics was going to beat the Golden State Warriors in the 2022 NBA Finals.
Who thought?
Yeah, I know Charles Barkley thought.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a whole... In fact, we should have had him this discussion yesterday because we was talking about all the local things we like to eat. Charles Barkley got a big, big, big day ahead of him because he made a heavy, heavy, heavy bet. And then, you know, I almost going to ask Charles Barkley if he is a Bahamian because we know Tom Brady is a Bahamian.
Yeah.
But Charles Barkley got to be a Bahamian because two things. Only a Bahamian would make that bet knowing that they have no intention on fulfilling the bet if they lose.
That sounds like a Bahamian.
Yeah, that only could be a Bahamian.
Only could be a Bahamian.
But Charles Barkley, I got to tell you, don't come to the Bahamas. Because...
don't bet no Bahamian,
yeah. Yeah, they can make you fulfill that bet. If y'all don't know, Charles Barkley took a heavy, heavy, heavy bet and said that he, the king, the sire, the big belly man who never win a championship, would eat a bowl of horse manure.
If
the Golden State Warriors
were to win.
Right. And when I heard that, I didn't hear it. Fortunately, I didn't hear it until after the...
Yeah, that's when they normally come out. Yeah, right. That's when those things normally come out.
Because we would have spent 4 weeks just doing a Charles Barkley expose. But I would have told Charles Barkley, do you not see Steph Curry? I watch a clip of Steph Curry shooting from the stands. Like, not the stands. He was shooting from the walkway to go back to the locker room. And he hit a three-pointer. I mean, it was a 16-pointer.
Yeah, yeah. He hit shots from the parking lot, man.
Yeah, so I... Yeah. What type of confidence did Charles Barkley have? And what could have inspired that? Because nothing I saw from the Celtics would have made me take that bet. If anything, if that was the bet, I had to go Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, he believed that size and youth was going to win over shooting and experience.
Which is fascinating because the times that this... I call him Bay because it's Charles Barkley. The times that this boy got closest to winning a ring, he had a belly harder than the guys them who's entered the Guinness drinking competition.
Well, you bet he now. Yeah. Well, I mean, seeing that he's a former player,
you know,
he looks at the game from another aspect. We're fans.
Yeah.
You know, so he looking at it from the X's and O's.
Yeah.
And saying, well, Jason Tatum, for instance, 6'8".
Uh-huh.
Jaylen Brown, 6'7", 6'8".
Yeah.
You know, Marcus Smart, 6'5", 6'6". Those, when you look at the Warriors, Draymond Green, you know, on the inside is 6'10".
Yeah.
Klay is 6'7", Steph is 6'3". So, you know, from the average height of the...
You figured they'd dominate
Celtics,
that court.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly, would dominate. What he didn't take into consideration is that Steph Curry takes 2,000 to 3,000 shots after every game.
Yeah, yeah.
His body is attuned and built, muscle memory
in
place.
I found a new sport. We're not going to talk about it today because I promise you, NBA. I find this new sport though. These guys it's like ping pong and soccer at the same time. It's like they're playing ping pong with their feet. And I expect to see Steph Curry practicing with his foot next. The bad one. The one he keep breaking up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think these guys understand the extent to which they got to invest in the fundamentals to beat the Golden State.
Steph is making it look like Ernie Jock and Shaq and Kenny Smith says on TNT.
Yeah.
Steph makes it look Steffordless. But he puts in the time to make it look Steffordless.
Yeah. And I tell you what, his behavior, his demeanor, his composure, his maturity on the court, that's one boy who could carry on. Like, he could tease you on the court. I ain't gonna get mad if he tease me. When he hit that, like, he hit one shot, he make the ball float and bounce in the air. Like, it bounced on plain air and then went in and drop in the hoop. And then if somebody look at me like that after they score on me, he's shutting the whole game down.
The whole game over.
Right? And all these boy them could do is say, look at this Christian boy. I can't beat him and his angels and the baby Jesus. No, sir.
Yeah, because the Lord tells him where to pull up from.
Right. But his composure on the court, and I liken him to LeBron James. Right? So watching this season, everybody who watched this last season with LeBron James running hot, first time anybody has ever seen LeBron, except with reporters, right? Run hot on the court. We all understood it. I mean, it's a shame for Westbrook.
Yeah, he accustomed to winning, you know, and Westbrook is not.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, like everybody knew.
I bring you to show you how to win. But, you know, I mean, the latest news is maybe Kyrie and LeBron are going to link back up.
Free agency and draft. Look here, last night was an exciting, exciting night.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to jump into it right away, but... I wasn't following the draft, but reading up on it, it turns out that was exciting. Like, if you was betting last night, you probably lost your money. And if you didn't lose your money, then we need to watch you because you really have an eye on the game. But apparently, the Magic fooled everybody and picked a big man for their first pick.
Yeah, man, took the fella from Duke.
Right. So you think they following Charles Barkley's thinking?
Or size.
Or is this, I think, or is it more that it's a consistency, like this is a consistent culture with them. They've taken their chances with big men every time.
I don't think it has anything to do with Charles Barkley and his predictions.
Yeah.
But I do know that boy from Duke can play.
Yeah, I can't even.
6'10", 250.
I got his name written down here, but you know Paulo, how I go with names.
Paulo Ranquero is his name.
Ranquero, that's how you, not Ranchero. Hey, no, you call that boy Ranchero.
Ranchero, yeah, yeah, I know. I got to get you. Yeah, I got to get you before you say it.
Yeah, man, I don't have a problem with that. How big is he?
6'10", 250. Can handle the ball. The only downside I see with him is he's going to have to pick up the pace because, you know, when you play in ball in college, you playing ball against some fellas who destined to be, you know, IT specialists.
Yeah.
Yeah, they play some ball, you know. But they don't live, sleep, eat ball.
Yeah.
You know. Their goal is to work at Verizon, you know. And so now you reach the NBA.
Yeah.
Whereby, honestly, everybody good. Everybody good. Down to the 15 man on the roster.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody is good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it's a small fraternity. It may seem like a big deal because of the advertising, but actual players, there's only about 200 odd players in the NBA.
Yeah, you're right. Everybody is good.
Everybody.
Even when they bad, they good. Yeah, and this is the best part. Like, you think you sliding in, and then you buck somebody like LeBron or Steph Curry, who has outscored the opposition and their own team with an injury.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you got to sit back. And so I hope, like, for Kai, DeAndre, and Buddy.
Yeah, he in the gym, you know. Kai here.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. I heard.
Kai's in the gym. Kai's in the gym.
Listen,
God,
and let me tell you all something. Please, let that boy stay in the gym.
Yeah, yeah, man. You have to stay in the gym.
All right? Let him stay in the gym. He don't need to be at no bar.
No.
He don't. If the restaurant is served alcohol, he don't need to be there.
No, he need to get in. He need to bulk up.
He needs to bulk up.
Because the next step now is to get is to step on an NBA court on a more permanent basis.
Yeah. I saw him with the blue hair. Kai, ain't nobody have a problem with the blue hair.
No.
What we expect you to do, though, is put on that weight, and not just weight, meaningful weight.
Yeah.
Every ounce has to count.
Yeah, man. His calves have to get bigger.
Yeah.
His knees gonna need some more, you know, I'm filling in. His thighs for sure, you know, because when fellas hitting, you know, when they hit low, the back definitely needs some support.
Man, listen, I'm supposed to call. You're talking about injuries on the court. Mm. You believe I get punched in my kidney by a mango yesterday? Now, mind you, I was trying to teeth the mango, right? I didn't think the mango tree was going to fight back.
Fate.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought I was needing to lose weight. I need to put on more weight. I did not take that blow well.
Oh, yeah?
But Kai didn't need
it. It was green?
No, it was perfection. Like, I couldn't even be mad. It was as if one of my guardian angels or ancestors was like, you like mango so much? You like it so much?
See one.
Bob, take that.
See one.
Take that. But it almost knocked me out. And Kai, if Kai can play with a LeBron, not a Steph, forget Steph. You can't guard Steph. Your body can't do nothing to Steph.
No.
Right?
Size don't matter. Speed don't matter.
You can't, I mean, because I was thinking, well, maybe you could jump high enough in the air to block him, but somehow this boy could step back 3 feet mid-shot, preventing you from blocking his ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we ain't talking about a Steph, but if you're going to go up against a LeBron, if you're going to go up against a DeAndre Ayton, you get put on.
You got to put on some weight, bro.
And you got to know how to use it and finesse it. Because that's the difference between LeBron and a whole lot of other big guys, right? LeBron is huge. I mean, forehead and all. He's huge. But he can move his body in the air like a gymnast, like an acrobat.
Yeah, him and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Two big guys. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very excited for DeAndre Ayton as well.
Yeah, hopefully he gets re-signed. Because the Suns, this is their last real year to say, you know what, let's run it back.
And try getting another one.
Let's try this again.
Because after this, they're going to be in another period of rebuilding a championship
free agency,
team.
Right? And Devin Booker will still be there. But Chris Paul is going to be a year older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Miles Bridges needs to be paid. These fellas can need to be paid. You know, so this is the year right here.
Now,
right
what
now.
You mean? Like, okay, when you say they're going to need to be paid, this way they're making plenty, plenty money.
Well, due to, it's called a collective bargaining agreement, right?
Okay, right.
The NBA side. If you make certain steps, accolades, awards,
achievements. Yeah.
You know, like you make third team All NBA.
Hold on, they have social promotion in the NBA as well. I thought that was only in government.
No, not social promotion.
No, but right. Yeah. There's a standard, and it's clearly laid out. If you achieve these goalposts or these standards, then you can bargain for.
Right. Then you actually are eligible for certain levels of money.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Now pause again. Another sort of technical question. Do they do the same thing in the WNBA?
They should. I don't know if they do, but they should. I mean, you got people in the WNBA who the players, mm-hmm. like they fly commercial. Uh-huh. They fly the day of the game.
Yeah.
And have to play that night. Like, it's unfair.
Yeah.
It's completely unfair. And then the salary, I mean, you know, like.
Now, look here, I want to talk about that a little bit, right? Because it has gotten very exciting in that WNBA women's basketball space, and it's sort of touch home. Be surprised by my response. Mm-hmm. But all of this is interesting to me because, first of all, as a woman, I get to choose my outfit in advance. It's a budget, you know, I got a budgetary session, mm-hmm. and I get to know which colors to buy. I get to know which team I'm going to pull for well in advance, mm-hmm. right? And so the trade and the free agency, these things are exciting to me.
Right, right.
And the chances, a championship, like I could pull for you, but I ain't going to buy the colors if you don't have a chance to get into the playoffs.
Exactly.
That's a waste of money.
Yeah.
You know, it's a waste of money. But that interested me. So they hit the mark, they could negotiate for a better salary.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah,
The opposite, though, are they leaving themselves open to a reduction in salary if they don't hit the mark?
Not a reduction, but I mean, I guess a reduction, but you'd only get the NBA league minimum. Yeah.
Right, you'd only get the base. Uh-huh. No bonuses, no extras, no
bonuses,
nothing like that.
No extras, no nothing, no.
Well, I mean, that's not a bad incentive to perform because, like you say, and I think that's a good thing because everybody here is good. You could sort of slide into that space and think, well, nobody's expecting much more of me than this.
Right.
You know,
I could make $5-6 million a year.
Right.
Which is still, I'm still in the top 10 percentile, you know, throughout the world in terms of salary.
Right.
That's fine. Making $5-6 million a year to play ball. Yeah, man, no problem.
Yeah. And then not really put any effort into it.
Right. Right. Just come to practice, watch the game.
Right. But then we wouldn't get a Steph Curry.
Right. Exactly. Steph does this after the game.
Yeah. And I was only a little disappointed in the finals. It felt like, first of all, like I said, I didn't think the Celtics would beat Golden State Warriors.
Where your boy, man? He ain't called yet.
Mr. Brennan?
Yeah.
Man, look here, producer, when we go to a break, we're going to have to call Mr. Jace Brain, and he was supposed to call in last week.
Oh, I need to talk to him.
Yeah.
He had so much to say.
You're right.
From the Bucks series, he had a lot to say.
Yeah, you're right. But mm-hmm. be easy, because my last name is Green, and sometimes I forget I ain't a Celtics. I ain't a Celtics fan, and I may voice you as well. Mm-hmm. Highlight for the finals.
Highlight for the finals was seeing Steph Curry finally get to... I guess, or get in. I mean, honestly, I thought he was top 10 a long time, you know? But the NBA pundits and those that...
People is doubting him.
Yeah, people is doubting him because he didn't have a finals MVP. He's never led his team in the NBA finals
So who was leading, who led those previous teams to the win if it wasn't for Steph Curry?
The first one was...
Spell the last name again.
Andre Iguodala.
Okay, right. I remember it now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In 2016, of course, the King beat them.
Right, LeBron. Okay, right. Yeah.
In 2017, they had to recruit Kevin Durant in order to beat LeBron.
Ah, I got you.
And Kevin Durant won in 17 and 18. And then in 19, well, you know, Klay had the horrific injury.
Yeah.
And
but let's take a pause here. That's what happened KD. To Kevin Durant. The 17-18 season drained him. Couldn't come back from that.
Yeah, well, I mean...
You come back from that?
They say that the championships are tainted and he should want to get his own ring outside of Steph Curry. So we'll see. You know, if Kyrie signs on, then KD will stay because KD only came to Brooklyn because of Kyrie.
Ah.
So Kyrie leaves. KD's also leaving.
Okay, I got you. But that's look here. We'll see. Dear gentlemen, this guy over here, Mr. Sawyer, calls me petty. That seemed very petty. You would leave because this boy ain't staying.
Yeah.
Even Gronk, look at Gronk say,
Gronk
I
retired.
Would come out of retirement if Tom Brady is.
Yeah, but Tom Brady called him and he still say he retired.
Yeah, Gronk has gotten a lot of licks to the head.
Yeah.
We got a caller on the line. Yeah. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, morning, Aaron. What's going on, my Guardian radio colleague?
Morning. How you do?
That's the naughty one. I called to talk to your poster child for sexuality, who you have in there.
Listen.
Running on.
Listen.
Mr. Sawyer. You know, I sleep late nights. I have to be awake in the afternoon for the sex, so normally I don't be up this early.
Mm-hmm.
I just so happen to be running some errands.
Uh-huh.
And I hear your boy pontificating, and I want to know, why are you not talking football now, Mr. Sawyer?
We shall
you
speak.
You didn't even make it into the playoffs. Your boy wasn't even a factor in the playoffs.
Who that is? Who that is? Who wasn't a factor?
Who wasn't a factor? Your boy LeBron, who used to be champion the course of forever.
God in heaven, I beseech you.
So you really shouldn't be talking, because your boy, your horse in the race, didn't even make the race.
Who's
got long-time Lakers like me and self-imposed Laker exiles that he lived.
Father in heaven. This is a Ja Morantafarian moment.
I was almost going to knock Naughty, but I like that boy Ja Morant. He is.
No, man. Ja Morant is
from your Fort Hill roots, coming up, I love a dude like Ja Morant.
He
reminds you of a young Kobe and a young Iverson. You can't help but love that kid.
Yeah. He's bold, though. He gonna get beat up. He can put on some weight. He gonna get beat up on them boys.
Gym time.
What I found so ironic, and with my comedian hat on, and I know Eric could appreciate this. Eric is here saying how this one don't want to play with this one, and this one won't leave to go here, and if Kyrie don't stay, Katie can leave, and
truth.
You can go over here and try chase the ring. You know that was started by your boy, right? He franchised that. He got the original patent on LeBron.
He didn't ring chase. What he did is he took the power from the owners and gave it back to the players to say, listen, we're not going to sit here and wait like Patrick Ewing, like Karl Malone, like Sean Kemp. Sit down and wait and hope and pray that somehow, some way, a ring drops in my lap. Reggie Miller and such. He just took it back from the players. And let's not forget, we all watched The Last Dance. Did not Jerry Krause decide and look Scottie Pippen in his eye and say, I ain't paying you no more money?
This your last run. Jordan, take $30 million for this one. Yeah, Scotty, you take this. I'm paying none of yours.
Right. Scotty signed a 10-year, $40 million contract in 1989.
Okay, then. Them chasing rings. Be talking about LeBron chasing rings.
I was almost with you. LeBron, he was being biggity, but he come in there to show them how to build an empire. He come in to say, look here.
But hold on. Now, you can't say that, because if he was supposed to build an empire, then he wouldn't be 4-6 in the NBA Finals.
Man, Westbrook.
He couldn't
do Westbrook like Westbrook do them. He couldn't just throw air ball away.
No. You can't say that, because he championed. And he went to Pelinka and said, no, we want Westbrook. We don't want Buddy Hield. So, no. LeBron endorsed that and signed for that.
Hold on one second.
LeBron tell the people he didn't want Buddy Hield? I got
to
change.
So, to me, LeBron is the anti-Bahamian. So, everybody who pulling for LeBron are anti-Bahamian bronsexuals.
But listen, you're going to cause the entire country to implode, because how could Bahamians be anti-Laker? It just don't make any sense, Naughty.
It's real simple. They can take a page out of my book. And you know I've been a Laker from Daddy-O time, from that time, Aaron.
Yeah.
But as long as LeBron there, I'm in self-imposed Laker exile. I am not watching the Lakers. I'm not there.
My boy say he don't eat gold fruit. No star fruit. No mango. I mean,
and that's because
dedication.
Of LeBron, not because of the government or anything like that.
I got you.
LeBron.
I got you.
I can see you, because you know me and you got some sports book, commitments we have to deal with. So I can see you Saturday.
Yeah, no problem.
So listen, you're going to the karate tournament? That's where you're going?
No, man. I don't go to karate tournaments, man. They don't have a session where you can sit cold cerveza and watch karate. If they had a beer session in there, I'd be there.
I got you. No, you can't have karaoke and kabottling and beer drinking at the same time.
Yes, you can.
One thing about
if you know how to do it correctly, they go hand in hand. You can make it an Olympic event, Eric.
I got you. So what are you checking out this weekend? You're going to watch the football thing? You going to
flag football?
Definitely. I got to do some stuff out there with the flag football. I got to call a game for them, which is going to be cool. But I'm also going to try and catch as much Major League Baseball as I can this week, because it's like the dead season. Eric will tell you, it's the dead time now.
Yeah, Lord.
NFL training camp ain't opening. All you got is the boys of summer, Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and I see Jazz Chisholm. He's doing well. He's leading the all-star ballot for the
NL. Yeah. Rock the vote, Bahamas. Get out there, MajorLeagueBaseball.com. Rock the vote. You're allowed to vote 5 times today. So you vote 5 times. Get your mommy, your auntie, your sister, your cousin, everybody to vote 5 times. Let's make sure Jack can make for the National League All-Stars and the All-Star game.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Tomorrow night, they got a big night for Jazz over there in Miami.
Yeah, they play in the Mets.
They play in the Mets, so everybody's going to go out and support that. So I might jump on that flight later on and try to catch that.
And that's a big one.
Let's also, you know, because one thing he got at, right, is the digression. What did Naughty start with this phone call? Naughty started talking about basketball, how we need to talk football, right?
Yeah, let's talk football. How you feel y'all going to do? You ready?
Are you ready? But you forget he was a cowgirl.
You forget he was a cowgirl.
Listen,
and
you're 99. You can't get out of the foot. You can't get past us.
The question is anybody ready for Tom Brady this year?
Anyway, Eric, I can let you handle that. I'm tired of talking about Brady, man.
Listen, I know
he's an anomaly. He's an anomaly.
Because here's what
I say. His diet, his nutrition.
He is a warlock. He is a 10th degree warlock, okay?
Yeah. But, you know, like
I was about to say,
10 years ago, but
he's a warlock, too.
Yeah, Lord.
I figure he's in the lodge, and there's nothing more to say on that. But with $347 million on the table, and you don't even have to play sports for that. I think that's the adrenaline that's going to push him through this last season.
Yeah,
and
man,
I don't
Brady,
see...
Brady can be the new... Madden.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something, though, with Brady. He may be the greatest quarterback of all time, but when it comes to dealing with, like, relationships and life after football and dealing with fixing the house and doing chores your wife wants you to do,
He ain't the goat.
He tops out in 30 seconds. He's one of the weakest ever.
Top out. But he said, wait, hold on one second. Look like you want me to get up and drop them to school. And
I need a job right away.
Just tell him a couple of times, go to the food store and, you know, get some whipping cream and some eggs and butter and bacon and maybe one thing for her from the medicine cabinet. And I was over. That was it. Done.
They're
going back to football.
I gotta go out to football. Let me try to go to the food store.
And gentlemen, that is why I am certain at this point in life that Tom Brady have to be a Bahamian. He look at his wife and he say, "Oh wait, I gotta check this phone. Dad, oh wait, boss, I forgot to sign that piece of paper, baby. I gotta go back to work.
I gotta go back to my sweetheart, which is football.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, for real, or maybe Gronkowski. But I thought Gronkowski was gonna come back for him. That's over.
Yeah,
no, I think
that relationship over. My Gronk just too injured too often.
But this is what I'm about to say.
Yeah,
I think
it's
too big of a risk for him at this point.
Yeah, yeah. Lewis, 10 maybe 12 years ago, he said, "Listen, when you're playing NFL football, when you're young on a Sunday, Sunday night, you know." You know, I mean, your body hurts. Monday, pain over. As you get more and more into the league, 4 or 5 years in, by Wednesday, pain over.
Yeah.
8, 9 years into the league. By Friday, pain over. Could play Sunday. When you wake up Sunday, after playing on Sunday, and your body's still in pain, time to retire.
Yeah. And
you got to be honest with yourself, too, and admit to it.
Yeah.
You hate to see him go an extra year or two, and then the legacy is long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But one more thing I wanted to mention before I got out of here, man, and I enjoy your contribution, man. You'll be killing me in the mornings with your sports, especially on Fridays. But listen, I look with the Lakers Nation. They got something to hold on to. Second-generation Lakers. They drafted, they signed as an undrafted free agent last
night. Scottie Pippen Jr.
Scottie Pippen Jr. and Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq's son and Scottie Pippen's son.
They got some second-generation Lakers there, and they got some second-generation ballers. And I think Scottie Pippen Jr. is an absolute steal. I think he should have been drafted, and he could be a good bench piece for them moving forward, as well as the kid they drafted last night from Michigan State.
Yeah, a freshman guard. Yeah.
So, look here, do you think in the next 5 to 10 years we're going to start seeing a subculture in the NBA of legacy players versus non-legacy players?
No, I think the non-legacy players are trying to come up now and make their own legacy by eating the legacy players of today.
Right. So those juniors, the Pippen Jr., the Payton Jr., these guys,
you know, they're going to try to come up. Example, man, he's one of them young dudes who's going to come up and make a name for himself. He don't care who you are, who your legacy is.
Yeah, he's coming for it.
He's going to you, around you, or over you, and he's going to make his legacy off beating you.
So you think those guys have a target on their back?
not really. The older legacy guys who were with the LeBron era, I think so. I think because this young generation of NBA ball players, they seem to be all under the Mamba mentality. They kind of look and gravitate to Kobe. So I think all of them coming on a mission because they want to, you know, etch their name in stone and say they did what they had to do. And part of doing that is not.
Last question for both of you. With the Magic choice, the big man for first pick, the regular season MVP is a big man, a big, big man. Are we going to see a shift in the league from this European-style three-point shootout to a more aggressive body game on the boards?
Well, it's not necessarily due to Europe, you know. I said it before. Yeah. Steph Curry ruined the league and made these fellas believe that they can hit three-pointers just...
Ruined the league, okay? Getting all the calls, softening down and watering it down, but Steph Curry ruined the league.
Kobe Bryant is who taught him how to get calls from the referees.
Listen, I watched that boy with the long beard. I watched that boy flop so many times.
Harden.
I thought he was selling shoes. Yeah. He's the one who ruined the league.
Listen,
the lime green
Steph Curry, now that he's, 4-1 in NBA Finals, with a Finals MVP, I'm for certain that his legacy in NBA Finals is greater than that of LeBron James.
Okay, now, guys.
I beg to differ because LeBron James led the only... has led the only team to come back from a 3-1 deficit against guess who?
Please.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
how many other times did they beat them?
They had to recruit KD in order to beat LeBron. They had to recruit.
Right. So hold on, Naughty, I got another question for both of you. Coach Yo has been named to the men's national coaching national team coaching staff, right? So in our run for the Olympics, Coach Yolette McPhee-McCain, men's national.
Well, let me cut to the chase right now. No disrespect to any of the male Bahamian coaches, but her body of work is significantly better than anything I've seen from any of them in the last 5 years. She should be the damn head coach.
I got you.
She should be.
Now, what you think of our chances of getting to the Olympics? If we get Kai.
Until we make a dedicated commitment to taking care of our athletes that are professional and are on abroad and make sure that it's worth their while to come home. And when they do come home, it's a proper training camp. Happen.
But did I not say that?
With the NBA, the way we have the potential and players we have in the NBA, it's a no-brainer. And the NBA pedigree that we have between Michael Thompson, Rick Fox, and a couple others who have played before.
And Aaron Green.
President.
Yeah.
And Aaron Green, of course. You know, Aaron, that's Daddy O'Neal, man. For God's sake, I mean, you know everybody.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
Yeah.
They have the potential to do it. We, as a country, have to step up and give them what they need in order for them to compete, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Naughty. Thank you. Eric is telling
me. Don't argue on basketball and football. You know, outside of that, he got plenty of sense in sports, man. And they tell you the
outside of that, I got plenty. Oh, okay. All right. All right, Mr. Cowgirl.
All right, 99er.
Yeah. Okay, dear gentlemen, producer, let's go to a break. Let's see if we see our other guests in the Zoom room. But I can be honest with you, if you ain't Tom Brady, LeBron, or Westbrook, I don't know if we want to talk to you. We want to talk to you.
Man, you all done call LeBron. I go on. You all have a great week.
Yeah, man.
Have
a great
yourself
day.
A good week, too, Naughty.
Man, look here. Maybe
you too, man. You all be safe. Bless up.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much. Listen, yeah, that music. It's only a break. We'll be right back. So stay on the clock with Aaron Green and Mr. Eric Sawyer III.
Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the solution. Sponsor On the Clock with Aaron Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents are the best. Reliable service. We've been on the scene for decades since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always. You're always calling me. J.S. Johnson Insurance. Peace of mind.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Mm-hmm. Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Sports Friday. We've been digging into the NBA finals. That was exciting. It was exciting, you know. Like I said, it was exciting, except for two things. I got to sort out my how to access the game thing, right? I'm finicky. Like if 8:15 come and I don't know how I'm watching the game, it's a problem, right? I got to be consistent coverage, but everything has to be consistent. And if we're serious about basketball, then we have to get serious and consistent. Like Naughty said, you want to be at the Olympics, then you have to create the environment necessary to propel athletes to the Olympics.
Did I not say we need to farm
gods? Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I see we got a call on the line. Let's see. Good morning, caller. Are you LeBron James?
No, boy. It's Sparky.
Hey, Sparky. Morning. How you doing?
I can't even go to bed that big. I thought I didn't go in here, so I can't go to bed.
I got you. I got you, sir. How you doing?
I must make one comment as far as our Bahamian descendant.
Uh-huh.
Now, Michael is Bahamian. Michael born here in Tottenham Avenue, Claiborne in the state. He's descendant of a Bahamian, right? But I must say, he carried that flag heavier than most Bahamians has carried that flag. I believe it on the rim, make out of the Bahamian flag. And
listen, Sparky, you know I was just going to say, you got it, don't show it. I believe you got, don't show it.
I believe he can pump us all of the, I believe he can pump us with Bahamian flag or something.
Yeah.
He showed the flag more than any Bahamian. Yeah. Everywhere he go, he had the flag with him.
Yeah. He loves us.
Before I go, I know that's your sports name, but before I go, you know they can find me with Pigeon Plum Tree?
Yeah, I will send you a number. There is a nursery on the eastern side. There are two nurseries on the eastern side of the island where I'm almost certain, three, where I'm almost certain you could get it, but I'm going to send you some numbers after the show.
But you don't answer your messenger. I said you take, you don't answer me.
Boy, Sparky, you know...
You prejudice or something? You don't like proving white people.
Just because I don't pull for the Celtics don't mean I don't like white people.
Well, don't mention that. I still cried over that part. I got a whole towel to cover that for that.
Yeah, and it's important for us to remember to be easy. People invest their hearts into these teams.
Marcus, you know, I tell you what I do with this park, and everybody sort of like the idea.
Yeah.
But I'm looking for a Pigeon Plum Tree.
I got you.
Please help me, but I want plant one in my yard and one on the park.
I with you.
Darling.
And we need more pigeon plum around the place.
All the way to the airport, more plenty by the lake.
Mm-hmm.
But they cut down a lot of them and they didn't fix in that road.
Yeah.
And they cut them down, but they put them nowhere else.
Yep, and I hope with the Gladstone Road Improvement Project that they take an environmental impact assessment to minimize the damage to the flora in the area.
How do you get cocoa plum? From the seed or you got to get it from the plant?
I have a feeling you got to get it from the plant. Cocoa plum may be like a hog plum. I mean, like a juju. And with the juju, you need to crack the seed for the juju.
Yeah, I know. People think the piece you spit out is the seed. The seed is actually inside that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I crack them and catch it.
Just like the ganep.
Yeah. But if you moss them, they grow. They have fruit quicker if you moss the tree.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Boy, look here, you could imagine if we could moss a DeAndre Ayton onto LeBron James.
But imagine that. And right now, Naughty Eye is rolling right now.
Yeah.
Because we just mentioned LeBron name again.
But you know what surprised me? I know we had the break, right? I was going through the draft articles last night.
I know what my sleeper pick is, but go on.
I was surprised by the amount of attention on Ayton. I mean, everybody want Ayton.
Ayton is a big man, a young big man.
Yeah.
With no injuries.
And the potential to...
Yeah, but he could still be molded into what you want him to be.
Right. He could be a shooting big man.
Right.
He could be grabbing boards.
They could put 15, 20 pounds worth of muscle on him.
Right.
Put him down in the post.
Right.
You know, he definitely needs some time on the court with a Shaq, you know, to learn those power spin moves in the lane. yeah. learn where you got to put the ball up high.
And have practice bouncing off of a board.
Right.
And keeping your composure, because part of it is mental game, right? Like I tell you, when the mango burst me in my kidney yesterday, I thought I was going to fall out. I had to hold it together. Mm-hmm. I had to hold it together, right? Yeah, you need to be able to practice that.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not, well, you know, but Akeem may not be in the business of doing that anymore, but learning footwork as a big man, but he would gain a lot from Akeem, the Dream Elijah one. Even if he's too old, maybe you could go to Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah.
You know, learn some footwork.
Yeah.
You know, because he needs that, making a shot a little bit easier to attain.
Yeah.
You know? But all in all, first things first, mentally, he has to get his mind right to say, I'm a big man.
Yeah.
I'm big. You know, he need to get shirts that say the big Bahamian.
Yeah.
Because you know? Shaq had it. He was the big diesel, you know. Get a shirt that says the big Bahamian and live up to that.
Yeah, you know, he really has to feel himself in his body.
Yeah, feel yourself in your body and realize, listen, I am the second or third tallest fellow on the court in the building tonight.
Imagine if we had Aiden defending like a Rodman and shooting like a LeBron. You can imagine that?
My God.
That would just be unbelievable. I'm excited to see Buddy at the Indiana Pacers. Indiana Pacers introduced a three-point shutout with Reggie Miller and the three-point.
Yeah.
Right? I remember that. What you think? You think Buddy's going to stay with the Pacers or they're going to trade him quickly? It seems as if the Pacers grabbed him to have a potentially better trade at a later date.
That's what I'm saying. I'm hoping and praying that he finds a home. He won't find it in Indiana. But I'm hoping that he does find a home. He's been in the league now, 6 years?
Yeah,
and this is, his third team?
Right. Yeah. Now you think Buddy could do the same thing? You think Buddy could gain the defensive skills of a Rodman with the shooting skills of a Reggie Miller or a Steph Curry? I know that's dreaming big, right? But you think he could do it? Because I think he's got the shit, right? That's no problem. And if he practices, if he puts in the work, that's no problem. But can he use his body to his team's advantage? Hands for scoring, body for boards.
He can. He's still young. He just needs some training. He needs some.
Yeah.
He needs some good on court, physical training.
Now look here,
and after he trains, then we play a game.
Right. I want to touch some other stories. Right.
Yeah.
We got a number of events happening. Sort of private, international, domestic partnerships. Right. We got the GGYA, Governor General Duke of Edinburgh Cup, set for this weekend at Atlantis, right? And it has a golf clinic. It's a golf tournament. It has a golf clinic. We had the football event last weekend, right? With the clinic and the stars coming in. Do you think we could host training opportunities for NBA players driven by our local athletes? And giving first year freshmen, sophomores an opportunity to bounce off of some juniors, some seniors, some legacy players. Think they'd be down with that?
There are a lot of ballers who would be down with that. Now the only thing is, like was discussed a few weeks ago when I forget who it was, there were just a certain set of players that were going to be allowed to go to the States, remember?
Right, right.
Okay. If you're going to run a camp of that nature, and you're going to need to run the camp, because there's so many interested
people,
gifted ballers on the island.
Yeah.
Right, you know, who may not have the funds, you know, and definitely don't have the exposure to get out there. So if you're going to have some sort of training session, and every day needs to be another discipline, right?
Yeah.
So, and they need to break it up in 2 hour, maybe 3 hour segments for that day. That way you get, you know, 50 fellas who can practice dribbling.
Yeah.
On a Monday. Tuesday is just layup drills. Wednesday is just rebounding drills. Free throw drills.
And then Friday is how to flop without hurting yourself.
Right.
Drills. I mean, it's a part of the game. It's draw. I didn't mean to call it flopping. drawing a foul.
Yeah.
Right? How to draw
how
a
to draw
foul
a
safely
foul.
Without injuring yourself
right.
or the
right.
other
how
player.
To take a charge and these
right.
things.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You know, like you need to learn how what does a switch really mean for you? You know?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
When they say switching now, you're 6'5" guarding a guy who's 7 feet tall. What do you have to do?
You can take body.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
What do you have to do? You know?
Yeah.
And when that happens, you have to rely upon
and
your...
what was important, this, how to hit the boards without losing fouls, right?
Exactly.
How to hit the boards without getting fouled out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have to learn to box out and
now,
these things.
I enjoy this conversation. I can tell you why. I say I got a lot of local news. Like, I want to talk about this karate tournament, bad.
Watch out.
But I saw this picture last night. A local company advertising like a T-shirt, right? A product. And they're like, look here, we so excited. They had Kai. They had Buddy. They had DeAndre. They may even have had Klay Thompson on the shirt. And I maybe even had Coach Yo on it, right? And looking at the decision of the government to choose sloop sailing as a national sport, like, I understand their reasoning, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if they understand the extent to which Bahamians are entrenched in
basketball.
Mm-hmm. As a culture and something that they can really participate in through their players, through Kai, through Buddy, mm-hmm. through DeAndre. And I think that's whether you choose, you know, whether you finalize sloop sailing or not, that doesn't give you permission to discredit the attention focused on basketball, to pull people together, to create cohesive spaces and positive and healthy environments. I don't think they could discount any of that.
No, they can't. I mean, like, you could try push sailing all you want, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to get on a boat, you have to have a certain lack of fear of the water and what's beneath you, you know,
yeah.
and what's actually in the water. And not every Bahamian has access to, you know, a pool.
Yeah.
You know, and they go to the beach 2-3 times a year, as much as we're surrounded by water, as much as we're 15 minutes away.
Right.
At any given point on the island from a beach.
Right. We don't have
many
any.
Bahamians don't go.
We don't have any public transportation whose route is to go to the beach. Like,
right.
that's the end point.
The stop. Right.
A couple of them pass the beach.
Right.
But, right, we don't think about the ways in which we erect and maintain barriers.
Mm-hmm.
To that, at the same time, promoting it as a national vibe, right? And these are the little things that we should be focusing on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little attention, you could see an entire industry open up
mm-hmm.
right before your eyes,
mm-hmm.
you know? And even these conversations, even I got a text in here say, y'all petty bad. But even in the pettiness, ideas, great initiatives come out. And people, we throwing them out there, jump on them.
We were part of the sport. Petty ideas always made the stage.
I telling you, it's just how you work them. Also, somebody say, tell Sparky that he can clone any of those trees using the dip and liquid or power root stimulation powder. I don't know if that's root tone or whatever it is, but he's saying those trees should easily propagate with a little root tone dip and replant.
Okay.
Also, somebody say, cocoa plum tastes bad. I'm not going to tell anybody you said that text.
No, don't.
Just... suck it up.
Oh,
don't say nothing when you're out with the family and with the little children. Just smile and pretend like you love it. Because that's what adults do. We pretend that we love things that make us uncomfortable for the sake of building up.
Yeah, the white ones or the dark ones. It don't matter to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because growing up, you know, now that you say that, growing up, mommy made me drink milk. She made me and my sisters drink milk, you know.
Yeah.
Mommy can't stand milk. Can't stand milk, you know.
But she's told it was good for you, and that's
it's good for you. And you gotta drink it.
Yeah.
She can't stand milk. Water, same sad way.
Yeah, but she
always
drink
making me drink water. Mommy wants something to drink. Drink water. Now to be another. Oh, water don't have no taste. I don't understand why I ought to drink so much of that.
Yeah, because I mean, if it did taste like gin, I'm not saying that's what your mother said. That's
right.
What I'm saying.
If it tastes
like gin, it would have been better.
Right.
But listen, let me tell y'all what to do with your cocoa plums. Right. What you're gonna do with your cocoa plum is you're gonna make a gelato. You're not gonna make an ice cream. You're not gonna put milk in it. If you're gonna put milk in it, you're gonna use coconut milk and not cow's milk, right? But what you want to do is you want to make like a sorbet. It's gonna be naturally creamy, so you don't really need to add any creaminess to it. It won't come out like a mango sorbet or a lemon sorbet, but that's one of the things. And if you're feeling fancy or sprightly and you're gonna leave your grandchildren with their parents for the weekend, you could put a little rum in it, put a little alcohol in it, and stir it about and make it. No, we're not gonna lie. Texas said we're not gonna lie to the kids. Well, here's what it is. we know that as children or at our developmental stage, there's some things that you just are not going to take to, you're not going to like, or you're going to reject instinctively because a parent or an older person told you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But what we learned is that in age and maturity, some things we took a liking to, or we realized or got a sense of the value of them and learned to like them. So what to do is to create sort of a neutral environment for your children when they're young. Don't stare them in any particular direction and allow them to mature and come into themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's our job to create the environment for people to make healthier decisions for their lives.
Right.
Not to tell them what to do.
The environment for me was I'm the complete opposite in terms of what was good for me.
Right.
You gotta eat it.
Right.
Eat it all.
And so when we talk
if you don't eat it all, you get beaten and you still gotta eat it.
Right.
Choosing. I hear parents ask kids, what do you want to eat? No. You eat what I cook.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
There's no other option.
And we can have these conversations.
Like you don't like tuna.
You like being hungry more?
You must be like being hungry more. Because you eat that.
But have the real conversations with your kids and tell them it's because our budget is limited. Our time is limited.
Yeah.
Our choices are limited. And that doesn't mean we're lesser than. But also create the environment. Maintain the parks. Tell your MP they have to be safe, well-lit areas for children
to play,
exercise,
to
use their body.
Because kids inside looking at tablets, watching children play.
We are all out of time.
You say anything, but let me also say, because I wasn't able to say it on Friday, happy belated Father's Day to all the fathers out there, especially my own, Eric Sawyer II. I know he listening very intently.
Yeah, and in fact, from the whole sport family, well, I apologize for not clearing the floor for that, because the whole happy Father's Day. Daddy.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. So listen, get into those newspapers today. There's tons of news. Most importantly, the karate tournament.
Oh, wait, hold on. I just catch myself. They don't know him as Eric Sawyer II. His name is Dudley Sawyer.
Ah,
that's how everybody knows him.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The Bahamas Karate Championship. The Society of Shotokan Stylists presents Bahamas Karate Championships at Saturday, June 25th at the Anatole Rogers High School Gymnasium on Faith Avenue. There will be kata, kumite, point fighting, kickboxing, and continuous fighting. And
that's a nice gym.
And if I am there, there will be some dashing. No karokin and no kabodlin.
Just dashing.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Sawyer. Thank you to the audience.
You're on the ground, son.
Yeah. Thank you to the Texas. And if I tickle you, tell the ref I tickle you. Yeah. What are you going to do? Laugh. That's what he could do. You guys enjoy yourselves. Support the young people. Stay tuned, Guardian Radio. Next.
Have a good weekend. Holy gray, need it barely now. That's the sailor man, son. Holy gray, need it barely now. It's the sailor man, son. Cool winds are blowing. I see now the break of dawn. Gone out of lightning and thunder in what's the darkest night. Gone out of lightning and thunder in what's the darkest night. Hear it boom, hear it boom.